During the Democratic primary campaign, Howard Dean spoke out early in opposition to the war in Iraq, and that brought many anti-war voters to his side. We wonder where those voters are now. NPR's senior national correspondent, Linda Wertheimer, went to Baltimore this past week to ask some of them.
They still call themselves Deaniacs, and they still like to get together at meetings called by the web convener Meetup.com. The group is much smaller now. Instead of 200 people, about 40 showed up on Wednesday night at Grillwater, a restaurant in the Baltimore Harbor area.
Baltimore, democracy number 4, Baltimore.com.
I asked for a show of hands how many supported Dean because of his opposition to the war in Iraq. Almost everyone raised their hand. We talked to some of them, including Laurel and Jim Strasberger. She teaches at a local college. He works for the Social Security Administration. They both felt from the beginning the war in Iraq was a mistake.
We went into it for all the wrong reasons, and Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. A lot of people seem to think that Saddam Hussein flew planes into buildings here. He really didn't.
You know, we see things this week with the prisoners that were mistreated and things, and I think they're missing the fact that if you present yourself in the manner that Bush has, it's not as if he caused those GIs to behave badly, but he set up a context that says, we're here, we're going to have our way.
If you picked Dean on this issue, then where do you go?
I think we have to go to Kerry, because we need someone who's not going to continue to pursue war in this rather blind, almost unilateral way.
At some point, you've got to go in and tug a lever or punch a Chad or touch a screen, and you've got to go with whatever's best for the world. And at this point, it's got to be Kerry.
The Strasburgers expressed the prevailing view at the Baltimore meetup. He's no Howard Dean, but Kerry is the right vote. That's not true for Valeria Pappas and Matt Caesar. She's a graduate student. He's a juvenile caseworker.
I respect Senator John Kerry for serving our country in Vietnam, but I don't believe that he will bring our troops home.
Dean was the voice for the Democrats. That's why he went from nobody to front-runner status. Kerry doesn't have it. I may vote for Nader. I've looked at libertarians. I don't know what I'm going to vote for. I'm not totally bought on Kerry.
We also found enthusiasm for Kerry. People we talked to mentioned his maturity, his thoughtfulness, and his war record. Lisa Moore is a software engineer. She began as a strong Dean supporter because of the war.
I'm not, you know, a political expert or anything like that, but from the beginning I could just see that it didn't all add up. And Howard Dean was saying all the things that I felt.
Now that you don't have Howard Dean, where does that leave you?
Kerry. The reason I wasn't initially attracted to Kerry was he wasn't as eloquent as Howard Dean was. Howard Dean just came right out and said it. But I think they feel the same way about the war.
The other group represented at the meeting in Baltimore is a group we heard from during the primaries. Michael Whitehead is also a software engineer. He told us it's clear that Howard Dean was right about the war, but he's not particularly impressed by Kerry's plans to bring NATO and the UN into Iraq.
I don't know whether, given the situation that we're in with the war, I don't know their internationalization is going to work now. It's a very serious situation.
Would you consider yourself to be sort of in the anybody but Bush camp?
Well, yes. I'd vote for my cat over George Bush. I think my cat would do much less damage to the country.
Whitehead has decided to vote for Kerry, the senator, not Pookie, the cat. Pollster Andy Kohut of the Pew Center for the People in the Press says most Americans don't yet know enough about John Kerry to make their decision. That's why Kerry doesn't seem to benefit when the president falls in the polls. At this stage, Kohut says, this election is all about President Bush.
First decision that people will make is, does Bush deserve another chance? The focus is on Bush more than it is on Kerry, and it will remain that way for some time until the public has completely made up its mind, or at least a majority of the public has made up its mind one way or another about whether Bush deserves a second term.
For the Deaniacs in Baltimore, that decision is already made. They're on to the next question. Does John Kerry measure up? And will their concerns about war translate into strong support for a new president? Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.